go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hello, world, and welcome to Studio De Heffrey. Let's knock out a couple of quick Dallas Cowboy things today, as they have a lot of things to do. We have a lot of things to do to get ready to go drafting. And we have news on at least one front. The second one is not an official news item, but probably will be. News item number one is the report that Tony Pollard's going to go test out free agency, but it's not impossible that he comes back to the Cowboys and that he could come back to the Cowboys for less than he could get on the market. To which I say, okay, you're not going to get me excited or not excited either way. Here would be my take on Tony Pollard back to the Cowboys. If you are talking about something that is 2-year deal, total of $8 to $10 million, cool. Here's the thing about something like that. It's not a big enough deal to worry about one way or the other. The salary cap is big enough that I'd one $4 to $5 million player somewhere is totally fine. On the chance that the Tony Pollard that we used to know, now you're just somebody that I used to know, somebody. If Tony Pollard is the Tony Pollard that we used to know, if he made $4 or $5 million, that would be a wonderful value. If Tony Pollard is the guy that I just watched play football for a whole year coming off of an injury, then that's probably not money well spent. But don't be surprised if what ends up being the Cowboys' solution at running back is Tony Pollard still here on a short-term deal. Hell, you want to have a lot of fun for Cowboy fans? Bring back Zeke for $1 million and Pollard for $2 million and just do it old school. I have a pretty strong feeling that the Cowboys' plan is that they're running back for the next 3 to 4 years is a guy that's going to be selected in this year's draft in the second or third round. Because there's a reasonable chance that you could get the first running back off the board in the second round with the Cowboys' pick. Trey Benson, Jonathan Brooks, whatever. Braylon Allen, I'm sure you guys have guys you like. I think there's a reasonable chance that the Cowboys' lead dog in the backfield is going to be a guy that they pick in the second or third round. I think that. With Pollard, I think that if he has a reasonable market, if there is a demand for his services and he can get decent money, he's gone. If in a year where everyone currently that plays running back is a free agent, and it turns out that that market is suppressed to the point that Saquon Barkley will get money. I would imagine Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry will get some money. But if we exist in a world where Tony Pollard, the season he just had, and the fact that every running back in the world is a free agent, nobody wants to tag running backs, nobody wants to pay running backs, if we live in a world where that is a $3 million player and not a $6 million player or $8 million player, yeah, that's the Cowboys sort of move. Boy, the Cowboys love, we know that guy, we like that guy, and that guy's cheap. You have found the Cowboys free agents. So, Tony Pollard, maybe. If the price is right, don't be surprised. Regardless, get ready, because I do believe at pick number, 56? I would not be surprised at all if that is your running back for the next 3 or 4 years. Other piece of Cowboys free agency news, and maybe I could do two pieces of free agency news. We know how the Cowboys operate in free agency. They're not going to go sign Tre'Davious White. They are not going to go sign Chris Jones. I don't think. They're not going to sign guys that get signed on the first day of free agency. They're going to let it happen and see what happens. And in my Cowboys offseason plan, I've already talked about at linebacker, I think that they need to bring in a veteran who still has something in the tank that can be viewed as sort of a leader, a teacher type that knows exactly what he's doing, can wear the green dot would be ideal. That's the guy who calls the defenses and has a little headphone in there. That's a green dot. Bow! And the names I threw out was in free agency, the projected contracts for guys like Bobby Wagner, Lavonte David, guys in their 30s that aren't what they were, but still have enough to be an NFL starter and be a staple and a teacher and a coach on the field. Wagner and David were the names I threw out that the Cowboys should sign one of them, and that would make sense. Got a new coordinator coming in. Give me a vet. Give me an old dude that's done it all, that's not fully washed yet. Well, there's a new name to throw in that mix, because Eric Kendricks got released by the Chargers. Eric Kendricks was going to count over $9 million on their salary cap, and he ain't that sort of player anymore. But is he an NFL starter? He is.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Is he a dude that was with Mike Zimmer forever? He is. So if Mike Zimmer's on a 1-year deal to be the defensive coordinator, do we think it might make sense to bring in a linebacker that's played the middle of his defenses for a long time? Of course it does. Now, there's a little wild card in the background. When Zimmer got let go in Minnesota, you did have some Eric Kendricks quotes. about fear-based coaching style. And so he may not love him and they may not be besties, but there's nothing to suggest that like he hates him or wouldn't play for him or whatever. The guys that were together that long, you're going to have some stuff. And so they clearly had some stuff where they weren't fully aligned, but that is not enough to stop the reunion of old head. Could call the defense. Although here's another wild card. For the most part, he did not wear the green dot in Minnesota. I believe he did a little bit, but for the most part, he didn't. Because I remember, do I have the news pulled up? It was a couple, 2 or 3, 4 years ago. I don't even remember. But there was something about Kendrick's, whatever the other linebacker at the time was, getting off of being injured and getting back in. And he was like, and it'll be good because Eric won't have to call the defense and can just play football. So there are factors to consider. But I still think that it lines up that a guy in his 30s just got released. Familiarity, probably amenable to a one-year contract at not a lot of money. That is not the guy that he once was, but still has enough to be an effective NFL player. Eric Kendricks makes all the sense in the world for this team. One other free agent note for the Cowboys. They could bring back Jordan Lewis because I don't think he's going to have a big market. So at cornerback for the Cowboys right now, Stephon Gilmore, free agent. Jordan Lewis, free agent. So you'll have Diggs, you'll have Bland. You're short a starter. I don't think that third guy is on this roster. You may have guys that believe in Eric Scott or in a Sean Wright or whoever. I am not them. You need a guy. You need two guys. But you need a starter. And, boy, look at what happened to the Bills just now. Tell all your friends who say the cap isn't real. I'm sure the Bills don't want to have their starting center or starting corner or starting safety. It'll get you. It'll get you. The cornerback class that are free agents right now, also the running back class that are free agents right now, safeties too. Justin Simmons just got released. There's so many dudes out there that even without going totally at the top of the market, the Cowboys are going to be able to find a guy who can start at corner if he needs to. They're going to be able to find a guy that I don't think you need to be too worried about safety because Wanye Thomas showed you something. Marquise Bell could actually play normal position. And don't get me wrong, like we're killing Marquise Bell and linebacker from last year. On 3rd and 8, Marquise Bell could play linebacker. He'll play the hell out of it. He's wonderful on passing downs. But you still got Hooker, Wilson, Curse is a free agent. You still got Bell, Wanye. Not worried about that. But there are so many corners that are free agents right now. There are so many running backs that are free agents right now that we can handle that in free agency. We can handle that. What we got to have our eyeballs on is what are we doing at center and what are we doing at left tackle? Because my worst case scenario for the Cowboys is that they do what they've been known to do, which is they go into an NFL draft just going, oh yeah, it looks like there's enough guys at that position that we can do that there and that there and that there, and that their first, second, and third round pick is offensive tackle and or center, offensive tackle and or center, running back. Because before the draft, they've decided that that's how they're going to do it. That's our worst case scenario because that's going into the draft horny. That's letting your little red rocket do the picking. And that's how you miss. That's how you don't pick the best players available. So, it does make a lot of sense that you pluck your starting corner, whether it's Jordan Lewis, whether it's insert one of 30 starters that are available. At running back, pluck you a random vet, pop them in there. It fits, and it might even work out great. That one of the last, what is that, top tier of offensive tackles in this draft, 5 or 6 of them, that the last one makes it to you, got him. That one of the top 3 centers is there in the 2nd round, got him. And then the 3rd or 4th running back off the board is there in the 3rd round, got him. It might even work out that it works out. But you don't set yourself up where you're banking on that. They also got to sign them somebody. Unless I'm just too low on TJ Bass and or Brock Hoffman, you're not going to talk me into a tackle on this roster, being ready to play left tackle. But maybe Bass and then Tyler Smith is playing tackle, which I hate. I want Tyler Smith playing guard. Whatever. Tony Pollard coming back? Maybe. Eric Kendricks coming here? I think so, unless he has a bigger market than I expect. Corners that we can sign? Bingo. Offensive line? Got to figure it out. And that is your Dallas Cowboys free agency party update, courtesy of Studio De Heffrey. Leave in the comments a timestamp if you've made it this far. Please hit the thumbs up button and make sure you're subscribed. And today, I want you to leave in the comments your favorite, in honor of Eric Kendricks, your favorite former Minnesota Viking. Oh, it's too easy. Everybody's going to pick Adrian Peterson, aren't they? We'll see. Surprise me. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.